Title: Hat Shuffle Tightening for Jungle Rollers Advanced. Alright, let's level up your jungle roller hats in Ableton Live, because in a proper roller, hats aren't just decoration. They're an engine. They keep that relentless forward motion, but they also have to lock to the break and bass so the groove feels inevitable. The goal today is tight shuffle, skippy and alive, but never sloppy, never flammy, never that facey top-end smear that makes your drums feel cheap. We're going to build a hat system at around 170 to 176 BPM. I'm going to sit at 174, and we'll end with three key layers: a crisp closed hat grid for momentum, a ghost shuffle layer for the skip, and a controlled open hat or ride accent for breathing room. The whole time, we're referencing your break, because that's the pocket that matters. Let's start by setting the context. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Drop in your break. Amen, think, hot pants, whatever you're using. Now warp it cleanly. If you can keep it in beats mode, do it, because it usually preserves transients better. In beats, try preserve set to transients and keep an ear out for clicks. Tweak the envelope if you get artifacts. Use Complex Pro only if you absolutely need it, because it can smear attacks, and attacks are everything for hats. Here's the mindset. You're not writing hats on top of the break. You're designing hats around the break's pocket, so it all feels like one instrument. Now build a clean hat foundation. Create a MIDI track. Load a drum rack. Bring in three samples: a closed hat that's short, bright, and clean, a shuffle hat that's a little softer or noisier, something that can sit behind the main tick, and an open hat that's shortish, not a giant washy thing. Rollers want control. You can make it huge later, but you need discipline first. In the drum rack, put the closed hat and shuffle hat into the same choke group. This is a big deal. If they stack, you get that tearing paper smear in the highs, and it'll never feel tight no matter how good your tining is. Open hat can be separate, or also in the choke group if it's long. Next, program a neutral grid. No groove yet. No cleverness yet. Make a one-bar loop. Put the closed hat on every 16th note. All of them. This is your engine. Then add a couple of open hat accents on offbeats, sparingly. Think, little breaths, not constant splashing, and leave the shuffle hat empty for the moment. Now, immediately fix the velocity so it doesn't sound like a sewing machine. Most of those closed hats should live around velocity 55 to 75. Then add a few accents, maybe every quarter note, or on a pattern that supports the snare moments around 80 to 95. You want stability first. If your bass is stable, the shuffle can be subtle and still read clearly. Cool. Now we create shuffle, and this is where advanced rollers are won or lost. You've got two main ways to do it. The best control is manual micro timing. Add shuffle hat notes on selected 16ths. A classic approach is to target the E and a positions, but you're going to choose based on what your break is already implying. Here's a starting map. If you count one E and a, put a shuffle hit on the E of beat 1, the E of beat 2, the E of beat 3, and the E of beat 4. That gives you a consistent skip without turning your bar into a hat solo. Now select only those shuffle notes and nudge them late. We're talking small numbers that make a big difference. Plus 6 to plus 14 milliseconds. Start at plus 9 milliseconds. In Ableton, you can nudge with the note editor controls, or turn the grid off and drag. And here's the teacher note. Don't worship milliseconds. Calibrate to the sample. A sharp, clicky 909 style tick will sound late sooner than a soft noisy hat. So do this practical test. Solo the break and your hats. Loop one snare moment from the break plus your one bar hats. Move only the shuffle layer until it feels like the shuffle lands after the snare crack, but before the snare tail dominates. Then check it against the kick transient. If the kick suddenly feels like it lost urgency, you push the shuffle too far back. Roll it forward a hair. You can also add a tiny amount of tension by nudging a couple shuffle hits slightly early, like minus 3 to minus 7 milliseconds. But this is a spice, not the meal. Most roller shuffles work because they're consistent, not because they're random. If you want a faster workflow, you can use Groove Pool, but with constraints. Pick a subtle groove, like MPC 16 swing around 54 to 58. Drag it onto the hat clip only, not the whole drum bus, not your snare, not your kick, hats only. Then in Groove Pool, keep it disciplined. Timing maybe 10 to 25%. Velocity influence 0 to 15. Random 0 to 5, max. If your roller starts feeling uncertain, it's almost always because random is too high or you groove too broadly. If you love what you've got, you can commit groove, but stay smart. Duplicate your MIDI clip first. commit on the duplicate. Then you can even extract the groove from that committed clip and save your own break-matched groove template for later projects. That's how you build a personal library of pockets. Alright, now we tighten. Tight shuffle isn't only timing. It's also note length and transient shape. Shorten your hat note lengths. Closed hats should feel super short, like a 1/64 to 1/32 kind of tick. Shuffle hats can be slightly longer than the closed hat, but still controlled. If you're using Simpler or Sampler, reduce decay and release so each hit ends cleanly. Remember, the faster the genre, the more your tails become a blur. Tight tails equal tight groove. Now add drum bus. Subtle. Put it on the hat group or on the rack chain for hats. Drive around 2 to 6%. Increase transient somewhere around +5 to +20 depending on the sample. Keep boom off. For hats, drum bus is more about making the attack speak without turning the volume up. Next, frequency slotting. This is how you make the shuffle readable without fighting the break. Put EQ8 on the hat group. High pass somewhere in the 250 to 500 Hz zone, depending on how chunky your hat samples are. Then deal with harshness. If it's brittle, dip around 7 to 10 kHz by 1 to 3 dB. If it's dull, maybe a gentle shelf in the 9 to 12 kHz zone, plus 1 or 2 dB. And here's the big principle. If your break already has a live top-end identity, don't try to outshine it. Complement it. Your programmed hats are there to reinforce motion and clarity, not replace the break's character. Now let's hit a classic roller trick. Microdelay shuffle. Instead of manually moving everything, you can create a parallel delayed ghost that gives you push-pull while the main hat stays locked. Duplicate your closed hat chain inside the drum rack, or create a separate chain. You'll have CDH main, dry, and CDH shuffle delayed. On the shuffle chain, insert Ableton stock delay. Set it to time mode, link L and R, set time to about 8 to 18 milliseconds, feedback at 0, and because it's parallel, set dry slash wet to 100%. Then low pass that delayed chain, maybe around 8 to 12 kHz, so it behaves like a ghost, not a second main hat. Program that delayed layer only on chosen 16ths. The magic here is that your main tick stays grid tight, and the ghost creates that controlled lag that reads as shuffle. Now we glue the hats to the break, and we keep them out of the way. First, subtle sidechain ducking. Put a compressor on the hat group, sidechain it from your break bus or even just the snare if that's your main landmark. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release 40 to 90 milliseconds. You're not trying to pump. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, max. This creates space for the break transient detail while the hat engine keeps running. Optional but powerful. Gating the shuffle hat if it's noisy or has tail. Put a gate on the shuffle chain. Set threshold so it opens cleanly on the hits. Keep return low. Release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. The point is to stop the shuffle from smearing into the next moment. Now, extra advanced coaching. Watch for flam clashes with the break's own hats. Most breaks already contain hat bleed. If your programmed hats occupy the same 6 to 12 kHz area, you'll get a messy competition. Sometimes broadband ducking is too heavy-handed. In that case, do frequency-focused ducking, instead of ducking the whole hat group. Target a band around where the break's hat lives, often 7 to 9 kHz. In newer live versions, modulation tools make this easier. Otherwise, you can approximate with a sidechained compressor into an EQ workflow or a device that does dynamic EQ. The result is your hats stay present, but the break's identity stays intact. Now let's make it musical over time, because rollers that don't evolve get boring fast. Think in an 8-bar hat story. Bars 1 and 2. Just the closed hat engine. Tight, confident. Bars 3 and 4. Introduce the shuffle ghosts. Now the groove starts to roll. Bars 5 and 6. Add open hat accents sparingly. Maybe lift velocities slightly for energy. Bars 7 and 8. Pull the shuffle out for one bar, then slam it back in. That contrast makes the re-entry feel huge without changing anything else. Automate tiny moves. A little filter cutoff movement, like 5 to 15% over 8 bars. Maybe a small room reverb send on the open hat accents into fills, and then cut it on drops. Keep reverbs short. Jungle hats want presence, not wash. Now let's talk about the common mistakes, so you can avoid wasting an hour wondering why it's not hitting. Mistake 1. Overswinging the whole drum bus. Your snare gets late, the roller loses punch. Groove the hats, not everything. Mistake 2. Too much randomization. Controlled human, not drunk human. Keep random low. Mistake 3. Long hat tail stacking. Fix with choke groups and shorter decays. Mistake 4. Hats too loud compared to the break. If the hats dominate, The break loses identity. Duck, eck, or simply turn them down. Mistake 5. Ignoring the break pocket. The break is the teacher. Keep referencing its transient timing constantly. Now for darker, heavier DNB flavor. A few pro moves. Try distorting only the ghost layer. Put saturator on the shuffle chain. Drive 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then low pass around 10 to 12 kHz. You get gritty movement without turning your top into fizz. Do stereo management. Keep the sharpest transient layer mostly mono, usually the main closed hat. Let only the airy layer get wider. Use utility on the hat group and keep width in a reasonable zone, like 80 to 120%, and do a phase sanity check. Temporarily put utility on the hat group and hit mono. If the hats lose too much brightness in mono, you've got width or phase issues. Narrow one layer. Change sample start slightly, or shorten decay on the wide layer. If you want that classic jungle patina, think subtraction, not massive reverb. A small dip in the icepick zone, a gentle saturator, maybe a tiny chorus or ensemble on the air layer only, super subtle, just to stop repeated 16ths from sounding photocopied. Let's lock it in with a quick practice exercise you can do right now. Make a 2-bar loop at 174. Closed hat on all 16ths. Add shuffle hats on 4 positions per bar, your choice. Version A, the 2 loose version. Set groove timing around 40%, random around 10%, and turn off choke groups of the tail stack. You're doing this on purpose to hear what wrong sounds like. Version B, the tight, but shuffled version. Manually nudge the shuffle layer about plus 9 milliseconds late. Put closed and shuffle hats in a choke group, add drum bus with transients around plus 10, and sidechain from the break for about 2 dB of gain reduction. Now a slash B them at the same loudness. That's important. Louder always sounds better for 5 seconds, so match levels. Your checkpoint is this. Version B should feel faster and more confident, even though it's technically more shuffled. That's the paradox of tight rollers. Control makes speed. This audio version is shortened for playback.